somebody in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your boy, L.
And you find us everywhere you get your podcasts for free 99. L.
Yo.
How you making it?
Cooling it. Another week, man. We done made it again. Double back.
How was your week?
It was cool. I didn't do too much, you know. Working home, man. Ain't too much going on in between no more.
I feel you.
I'm getting old.
Oh no.
I'm getting tired. I want to lay down. I want to just get into bed early.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, last Wednesday, I had to close the blinds. It was still daylight out when I got into bed.
You just mad cause your ass is old.
Getting old, baby.
Nigga.
What you been up to, man?
Shit.
Slinging them cars, huh?
It's working. Just trapping, you know what I'm saying? Moving them units in the city.
All four wheels, huh?
Yeah, all four wheels.
I see you. I've been peeping you. Hitting that chart and all that.
Yeah, you know. Feel good to see your name up on the board. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I do. I try to get my name up on the board as many times as I can in the day.
I was looking at my watch the other day. I said, damn, it's about 12. 12 o'clock Saturday. I know they get free lunch over there. I need to pull over there.
Free lunch? No, we get free lunch. You ain't getting shit.
I know. If I get there the right time, you know, kind of act like a customer.
No, customers don't get lunch.
You guys got sandwiches?
Yeah, we do. We also got brand new Camrys.
You guys got sandwiches? Nah,
yeah, you will not get a sandwich. I'm telling you that. Them boys steal them too.
I know. You part of them, man.
Yeah, I will take one extra meal for the crib.
Damn.
Yeah. But, you know, I might get one to my customer if they've been there a long time, but.
Yeah, yeah.
If not, I might buy you some food. But so really they got the food like allocated for all of the workers.
Mm-hmm. I know. I got you.
But.
So maybe, you know, I pull up. Cause.
If you ain't sitting on buying something for real. And they see you walking off with a thing? Oh no. Oh no.
Walking away with a damn
with a box. Yeah, with a Chick-fil-A catered box. That's what we had yesterday too.
Oh word.
Yep. I love Saturdays for free food.
You're sick.
Yep. And then like some people don't eat like the Chick-fil-A cookie
is the best.
It's underrated.
It got coconut in it, right?
Must be.
It's coconut in it. Something.
Yeah.
Cause it's like a grainy kind of almost like oatmeal chocolate chip
something in it.
Yeah, I think it's coconut.
But whatever. And some people don't eat the cookie.
I love it. I love when they don't eat the cookie.
And some people don't eat the chips.
I'm cool with that.
So I'm gonna get the extra chips to munch on throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then you know extra cookies, and I'm good. And I go home. I got me a box for the Crizzle, and now I'm good.
Them cookies are soft, man.
Them cookies good.
Especially, don't get no warm ones.
That's what you're supposed to do, warm it up, but I don't want the chocolate to be chocolatey all over, and then you mess around and accidentally put chocolate somewhere it don't need to be. So,
Not on your brand new Salomon shirt or something like that.
Yeah, that's mauve. Heavy on the L and Salmon though. That's wild.
Salmon.
That's wild. But yeah, that's all I be doing, man. Working there and being in here all fucking day on Sundays.
Yeah, so, I know what you mean.
Yeah. But other than that, man, that's it. I be missing. I don't know why I got hooked on Snowfall again. So that's all I'm watching is Snowfall. So I started like last week. I'm already on season 5.
Damn.
Yes. It's Teddy done. You ain't never watched Snowfall.
Don't tell me. Because now you talk about it every week. So I might pick up from where I left off. I left off like episode 6, season 1, or something like that. Episode 5, season 1.
I noticed on that show too, it moved kind of fast as far as them moving up the ranks of the drug dealing. But either way,
I did go looking for something. I couldn't find it. I was surprised. Flatbush misdemeanors.
I told you that.
Nah, but you know, it's usually on the app still.
It's on one of them apps.
It ain't on my app.
It's on the one I watch because that's how I watch it. But yeah, you can't find it nowhere.
What? When the thing
that happened with Showtime, because they got rid of the Showtime app. They took it off the Showtime app, and then when they moved to Paramount Plus or whatever, it was gone.
So it's not on Paramount Plus anymore.
It's not on no official streaming apps.
See, that's I kind of get away. The app I use kind of
hacks into
it. It pulls from certain apps, or somebody will physically
have it
on their hard drive.
Yeah,
nobody has switched it over yet. Nobody, like, you can't find it.
Yeah, I got it on the app I use because that's how I watch it.
I'm gonna pull my computer out. I'm gonna have to go back to my old days and download it. I might have to find it.
Yeah, the creator, he sent me a zip drive with it, like access to his zip drive.
Oh, I thought you were talking about God.
No, the creator of the show.
Okay.
Yeah, the creator of the show sent me
because
I had one of the actors on here, Kareem Green was on here.
That nigga was so funny on that show.
And then every time the creator would share stuff, I would repost it in my stories.
Yeah.
Or when Kareem would share stuff, or when Hassan would share stuff, I would always repost their clips or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say he started following me, but he was commenting like, thanks for the share, whatever.
Oh, word.
And I was like, man, I was looking for it on, I can't find it. He was like, yeah, they took it off of everything. And then next thing I know, he sent me he was like, yeah, you can find it here. And it was a copy of the zip drive.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was like, man, that's what's up, man. Shout out to Dan, man.
That's love right there, man.
Yeah, man. But, you know, I be like, when I talk about stuff, I talk about stuff like I really like. Like, I don't be faking it. Like, you don't got to pay me to like your stuff. Like, if it's something like I really, like, say like somebody came and wanted to send us free stuff and it was stuff I really didn't like,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't take the money.
So, I guess that's the same thing with food creators.
Yeah.
Going around doing reviews.
I hate it.
Yeah.
If you're getting paid, like if you don't like it, you genuinely don't like it. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But if you're getting paid, if you genuinely like it, it's cool. But if you're getting paid and you only saying you like it because you got paid, like I can't trust you.
Yeah, I need your real response from it.
Your real response. And you don't gotta be overly negative about stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a whole influx of that. It's probably all over the place, like everywhere you go, but it's a whole influx of that, like here, you know what I'm saying?
Which it
kind of throwing it off. Especially my favorite place, now they're getting an influx of people when they was doing good business before. I feel like they were profitable before all of the influx of influencers going there.
They was.
But now it's just too much, and now I gotta wait 45. I've been a loyal customer every week. The lady even recognized me. You're back again. Yes, I am back again because I love your chicken and I love the dust on the chicken.
Not the dust.
I love the dust. And it reminds me of back a place I used to go to called Hooks on Midlothian Turnpike, right there on the corner of Hall Street and Midlothian Turnpike. And they used to put the dust on their chicken too. And I used to tell my man, nah, go ahead, put some more dust on. Because he, you know, like some of the U.S. Wings, they'd be like, do you want seasoned salt?
Yeah.
And they'd turn it over, and then they put the seasoned salt. Yeah. He used to do that with the dust. And he put extra. I'd be like, nah, cuz, your arm will get tired. Keep putting the dust on there.
Keep dusting.
Keep dusting. You know what I'm saying? That's how I like. And then when I I didn't even know Angry Chicken used the dust when I first went there. I just went because it was a new chicken place.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I just went. And then when I was waiting on my food, and the lady was like, what is this dust? And I looked, I was like, it can't be. And then when I had it, it was the same flavor. It's another place called JJ's. They use the same type dust.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's normally I'll go there like on a Sunday. After I'm done recording and all of that, I'll go there, get my chicken.
So what do you think this dust is? It's something sweet to it though.
Yeah, it's like a lemon, got a lemon zest to it. I don't know exactly what it is, because I went to try to look to see how to make it. One place sell, JJ sells it. JJ Hook. They sell it.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It's like $20 or whatever.
The dust.
Yeah.
So it's not even, it's, everybody calls it crack.
Crack, yeah. I ain't gonna call it crack because crack ain't hard. I mean, crack is hard. That ain't crack season.
Okay. It's coke.
That's like coke, yeah.
Okay, that's
like the powder.
I was gonna say that's boy, that's girl or something.
Nah, boy, y'all be messing up terms for these drugs that don't even be like that, man. Y'all gotta get it. Yeah, anyway. But yeah, so these influences, man, like if you really don't like a place like Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
You know Guy, he goes to a place or whatever, and you can tell when he really don't like the food or when he really, really likes it. Like, the food will probably be all right.
Yeah. He don't put too much on it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can see what you put. I taste the smoked paprika in here, whatever. But when he put the food back down on the plate, he's like, oh God, this is amazing.
He's not feeling it?
No, that's when he really feeling it.
Oh, okay.
When he put it back on the plate, look at him. You know what I'm saying? He give him looks and all kind of stuff. That's when you know he really love it. But when he just talk about the flavors of it,
he ain't really
feeling it like that.
Who is one of those guys? I forgot which guy it is, but he'll say something like, some of you guys might like this one, but this one isn't too much of my favorite. But it's good.
I don't know who that is. White guy,
it's
black
a,
guy.
It's a white guy, bald head. He goes to a lot of like fairs and stuff like that.
YouTube guy. Oh, okay.
But
it's another YouTube guy. A white guy. I
hate that one.
You don't like this guy?
I know which one you're gonna
say. The guy I first got wind of
bring
him.
Bring your camera up
when he went to Omai.
Yeah, bring your camera up when you do it.
And he was down in Charleston, in the Charleston area, or whatever. And he was like trying like traditional like Gullah Geechee food or whatever. And he would eat the food or whatever. He'd be chewing and he'd just be like, wow, wow. The flavors, just wow, it's amazing. Just, you taste the smoke. Oh boy. And he's smiling and shit, man, like.
Hey, he leans back all the way.
Yeah,
his head rolls back.
I kind of started following him, but he go all over. He like real popular, like.
He go all over the world.
I saw one where he did like a street food, tour in Chicago or whatever.
Yeah.
He did went to like Harold's Chicken and all kind of stuff like that. But yeah. This,
Whoa. Bring him up.
I forgot. I don't know his name. I don't know.
Mark.
His name is Mark.
Mark. Put Mark Food Guy and I guarantee it.
Let me see. I'll show y'all, man.
Oh my God.
I'll try to get a good.
Whoa.
the flavors. Wow. You really can taste the.
Every bite here, he'll swing his head back. Whoa. I kind of stopped watching him because after everybody he'll do that.
Yeah, everybody. Let me see if I can
he definitely put a little too much.
He put too much on. I'm gonna see if I can find when he's eating it. He's over enunciate his food and
he's definitely the word is gonna be he put too much flavor on it.
Yeah, he put too much flavor on it.
he put way too much flavor on it.
Nah, it's a goddamn commercial, but yeah.
You found him?
Yeah, I found him. Yeah. His name is Mark. Yep.
So if you are YouTube watching, please pull this second up and watch this. This is too funny.
Yeah, because he'll eat the food and there you go. Watch him. Watch his face. Oh, man.
Whoa.
Smiling the whole time.
Look at
this. This is delicious. You can chase the curry. He'll say all kind of stuff like that.
He's going to do it again. Every bite. There you go. Watch
his face. Man, look his eyes get big. He wanted to lean back. He had nowhere to go. He wanted to lean back.
He got the wall behind him.
He got the wall. Yeah, he can't lean too much. Yeah.
Oh man, what's his name?
Mark
Anthony. Mark. Start with an A.
Let me see. Because I just put Mark Fool Guy.
Oh okay.
His name.
They probably know who you're talking about. Especially if
Mark Wien.
W-I-E-N-S. Yep.
Bro, this video got 11.4 million views.
How old is it?
11 months. That's a million a month.
But his show, the other guy that I was talking about, this show, it looks like a National Geographic show. Like, it looks like something that's on TV.
On
TV,
yeah.
You could tell he got a crew behind him. He's not just out there with a selfie stick.
I don't know, though.
Maybe the early ones. Or maybe when he's, like, over out in Dubai and, you know, just crazy other places.
I know one time they videoed one of the guys that was with him eating. So I think it may be like two or three people or whatever with him.
They were sitting down, was it India or somewhere like that?
It was somewhere. They were out. No.
They was eating fish.
I think it was fish. I know one time, I think they did it one time too when they were in Charleston. They went to Scott's Barbecue.
Exactly.
They was outside at Scott's Barbecue on like the picnic benches eating.
That's what it was.
That's the one.
Yep.
Yeah, but shout out. I mean.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Every time.
But you don't have to down the food just to get laughs.
Yeah, I hate that.
Don't do that no more. I mean,
it's corny.
It's entertaining.
Corny to me.
Okay, but find another way to, you know, entertain people with it. You can entertain people by, you know, stuff going on in the restaurant or something like that. You don't have to down the food because some people watch it just to see if the food's really good.
Like, it's that one dude with the real deep voice, the black dude with the deep voice. And he'll, like, use all of these adjectives and stuff to describe what he eating. This food is better than so-and-so and so.
This make me want to slap my ass.
Yeah, but he say stuff like that. Like, that's, you know, him.
I like him, though. He's kind of boring, but I like him.
Yeah. He's not real. He ain't really, like, too negative with his stuff. I like how Keith Lee does it. Because he'll be like, this ain't good to me. But you might like it, you know, give it a try, or whatever. But this just isn't, you know what I'm saying? Because he'll say, like, the certain kinds of food he don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, he really not a big sweets person.
I never seen one of his videos.
Never?
Nope. The only time I seen something that, you know, I seen him either sitting in the car or something like that.
Yeah.
He was talking. He didn't have food. It was after that stuff that went on at the BET Awards. That's the only time I ever seen him on social media or anything. I don't know why. He just don't fall under my radar.
Yeah, but see.
Does he still do it? I know he used to fight.
Yeah, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, but I think interviews now is coming out, you know, talking about how he used to UFC fight.
Oh, okay. I don't even know how. Maybe somebody posted a clip and I saw the clip. And
yeah. So you don't watch it normally?
Well, I don't see it now. But like, it don't come on my timeline or whatever. But if I go and search, he had one where he went on a little food tour somewhere. Because he was in South Carolina like a month ago or something like that.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he went to see my man that do the chicken in the big thing where he turned the wheel and it come down.
The homemade fryer.
His name Bernard something.
Yeah, I think he used to go to that place where everybody have parties at. The Man Cave or some shit.
The Man Cave?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, bro.
Where everybody be having parties at.
Oh, Fat Man's Cave.
Yeah.
I don't know. He probably did. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Skeets, my nigga Skeets.
Okay.
Skeets got it going on out there, boy. He always got some stuff. Good old country fun out there. Just sometimes they might have boots on the ground, people out there. Sometimes he got a barbecue going on out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he be having everything. He had something last night, man. He had a dude with a 50 pack of wings. He done fried them up. Because he got some good fried chicken out there, too.
Yeah.
But he had a guy, he had like a pan full of fried chicken. He ordered a 50 piece and he was eating the fried chicken, talking about how good it was.
Oh, word.
But yeah.
Maybe might have an event over there or something.
Yeah, that's the homie. Yeah, yeah.
Or have our own.
Yeah.
We got it. We got the land.
We do got the land?
Mm-hmm.
I got to know what you're talking about.
I got the land.
Hmm.
I got the land.
Okay. All right. It's another guy too from North Carolina that does food reviews. He a little bit more gimmicky, but he go all over. And he did this one, I forgot his name, two black guy. I follow him.
Chow Time.
Mr. Chow Time. Yeah, he cool. But you could tell he more like got a gimmick to it. Whatever show, whenever he doing stuff, it's kind of like a theme to it.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the eating fast foods and 24 hours.
That's the one I was about to. So he did the fast food one, And then he did one where he was like at a gas station, the truck stop yep, or whatever.
For 24 hours. That's hard.
Like, that is hard.
Think about that. Every hour, you gotta eat something. You gotta find another
his
place.
Thing was eat something every hour on the hour.
On the hour. Like he would show the, okay, I got this sandwich. It's 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock, he have
something else. Okay, because I know one time when he went to one gas station, they were supposed to have hot food.
But they were closed.
But they were closed, so he had to go somewhere else. I and he that. Got like one of, like you said, one of them sandwiches in the plastic wrap.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a roast beef sandwich. He said it wasn't bad or some shit, I think.
Yeah, and if you're really being honest, like most of the stuff you get is like a 5 or 6 if you get it from a gas station. It ain't terrible. It's going to get you through.
Do you think he's like the top food influencer like that now that does reviews?
Child Time?
Yeah.
Black-wise, I think it's still Keith Lee.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Even with Child Time doing that crazy stuff?
Yeah, he do the crazy stuff, but like Keith Lee will come through, give you $5,000, then the next day, like Keith Lee has saved businesses.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
That's just it might be somebody else that do it, you know, better or have a bigger impact, but to save a business, like, we were about to close until you came.
Okay.
He done made it so big to where some people, it was one group, one family, whatever, they were doing cooking the food out of their house.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened to where Keith Lee came, and their house was like in I don't know if they had an HOA, but it was in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started selling merch and cooking out of the house, but the lines and the stuff was getting too long, too big in the neighborhood to where people were complaining to the cops, and the cops basically told them they had to stop cooking at their house.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, it's not zoned for a restaurant and all this and that, and I think they were trying to, like, get a brick and mortar and all of that. So sometimes it'd be, like, a negative effect, but for the most part, he'd, like, be saving people businesses or whatever, but...
See, and he don't have too much negative stuff to say, right?
He'll just say if he don't like it or whatever... Or he might, you know, give people a second chance or, you know what I'm saying? Because
even when he ate that worm, he didn't have nothing bad to say about that place.
The only time he really, really had something bad to say about a place was he went to a place that served like fish and stuff. But he told the people he was allergic to shellfish.
Yeah.
And they said, they specifically asked, like, is this going to be any cross-contamination? If so, let us know. We won't get it. They got it. It was cross-contaminated. He could tell right off that something was wrong with the taste. He got sick and had to go to the hospital.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That was the only time, you know what I'm saying, that I heard him like actually say something bad about a place because they, you know, didn't do what they said they was going to do. But he pretty cool with it. But like you said, like the purposely being negative because you know the negative.
Yeah. You know. I could go down the list of those too.
Mm-hmm. There's one guy though, he was negative about a place, and I had just stopped going to the place because the food was exactly how he said in his negative review.
Yeah.
I ain't threw it out the window because I paid for it. I finished eating it. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? I went there, I sat there for 25 minutes waiting on my food. And this was the second time the first time it was like some bad food. And I was like, well, I'm gonna give him another chance.
Yeah.
Cause I had done got it home. But I was like, well, before I leave, I'm gonna check it. I checked it and it looked bad. The wings weren't sauce like I wanted them to be.
Yeah.
The rice was all skimpy looking. And, you know, so I was like, hey, cuz, man, like, come on, man. Look at this. He ain't said, the dude who was in the back, whoever the manager was at the time, he ain't even said nothing. He just grabbed my plate, went to the back, came back like 15 minutes later. It was like, here you go. No, I'm sorry, none of that. But I ain't made a post about it or nothing. I just was I will never, ever in my life go there again.
Yeah. I gotta be really mad to make a post about a place. To the point, like I mean, I really don't talk too much about, but if you at a fast food restaurant, they mess your order up, I don't get too mad. It's only something had to happen in between, like I brought it back, you might have had an attitude.
Yeah.
Or I brought it back, you might have talked shit or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you got, attitude.
Yeah. Like certain times like that. Like there's a Burger King here in the area.
Uh-huh.
And the manager, he got like a real, see, I don't want to get canceled. So I'm just going to say it like this. He got like a real...
How can you get canceled? You can't get canceled. But go ahead, continue.
Yeah, I can get canceled.
See what you want to say.
It's just a saying.
He's more effeminate?
Yeah, he's feminine, but he's like real nasty. No, for no reason.
Like, oh, I got you.
I got it. Pull over there. You know the kind of, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't get nothing like
just,
that. I had jumped out of a car on a dude very recently.
See, that's the thing. People don't know. You can't talk to anybody. You can't talk to anybody the way you want to. I mean, you can't talk to anybody any old way.
Nah, you can't. Especially these days, because the same way you flipping on your job, you don't know what this person is going through or just went through or whatever, mm-hmm. or just how short their fuse is. You mm-hmm. might find yourself whooped up.
Yep. So how was your short fuse moment?
My short this time?
Yes.
I can't really say too much. Let's just say I was driving, and I was coming up on like a busy intersection.
Okay.
So I was slowing down, getting behind a car. It was a guy on the sidewalk. He was going to jaywalk anyway, but I was going to, when I try to like not leave a lot of space when I'm stopping at lights and stuff, not too much space because it's going to be a whole bunch of cars behind me. So I was going to pull up behind the car
yeah,
that was in front of me, but he wanted to come across.
Oh, he thought you was running it.
No, I was coming to pull up behind the car. It was traffic, heavy traffic.
Oh, okay.
So I guess he wanted to cross in front of me or whatever, but it was no cars really behind me, but he said something like, "You couldn't wait till I crossed the fucking street."
He was a homeless guy, though.
He was homeless.
Yeah. He wasn't all.
What you say? He wasn't all the way there.
Yeah, he was all
But let me tell you when he got right in his right mind when I jumped out the truck. He got in his right mind then. You only crazy until somebody more crazy jump you in your go. Face.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I was like, say what?
Nah, man. Never mind.
Keep walking. He acted crazy, whatever, a little bit, and then I got close to him. And
he straightened up.
Sorry. Yeah, he straightened up.
Sorry, sir.
My apologies, sir. Now, I mean, he turned around and walked the other way, but it was like in the middle of the day, heavy traffic, and I turned and looked behind me, and this motherfucker's out there with their windows
already
out there,
filming
with the fire. I was like, oh my God, like.
Hey,
but yeah,
them people quick on that draw, they man.
Quick on the draw.
I can't do it.
Yeah,
if you told me like, hey, there's a plane Gary coming in 3 minutes, I'll still fumble on getting the damn.
Yeah, they quick with, but all you got to do is hit the one button that's come up on the thing.
I got a shortcut button on the side here.
Oh, for real?
You hit that and it go right to the app. Boom.
See? Yeah, see, mine got a. to that app, not even the
Yeah, I want the full power. If I had to hit that button,
you put it hit send it to another a filming app you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still miss it, especially teenagers. Teenagers got it, man.
Yeah, they quick with it, yeah.
You know, working around teenagers, they be ready. Like, it's like quick draw. Like, they already filmed it. Hey, let me get that footage.
Yeah, but how we start talking about that? Oh, people, the fast food guy.
Food.
Like, I give them people, like, especially like you say, fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
I give them a little bit more grace because they're handling a whole bunch of different orders, and it go through a few hands before it get to you. It's the dudes in the back that making the sandwiches or whatever. Then the person got to grab the right one. It got to be labeled right. For one, when they take your order, they got to hear you right, take your order, but they do repeat it. But then it go on their computer. They got to see it on the screen or whatever.
I take understand
it,
that.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't really be too. You put tomatoes on me. I ask for no tomatoes. I'm either take it back in there or just take the tomatoes off my sandwich or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, listen. One time I almost flipped out.
Uh-huh.
I got home. You know, I'm an old man. Filet of fish from McDonald's. Filet of fish come with one slice of cheese. Not even a full slice.
Half slice of cheese.
Uh-huh. Tartar sauce. And that's it.
And what did you have?
I had a dry filet of fish.
No tartar.
No, listen. Half a cheese. Something that looked like tartar, but wasn't tartar.
What do you think? It was mayo?
It was mayo with onions in it.
So you was mad?
I took a bite of that. Oh, boy.
You don't eat mayo?
I don't eat mayo for one. And then that taste, oh, my God.
It threw you off.
I don't eat onions.
Did you take it back?
Oh, what? Did I take it back?
Sir, this was a dollar.
Shit. They was about to open that door. It was after 12, too.
The one time I did, I definitely had to take, because I order my food and get home and eat it. You know what I'm saying? And I pretty much always live pretty close to, you know what I'm saying? So this was at the McDonald's in Darlington, and I went to my mom's house. And I when I got to the house, and I bit into it. RIP to what?
The McDonald's in Darlington.
It's gone?
Yes, gone.
For real?
Tow it all the way down.
Since when?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, I ain't been uptown in a minute then.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry if I cut you off.
I wonder where they're going to put it.
They towed a gas station down too.
They might, they're probably going to rebuild.
Both of them probably.
Yeah,
probably, probably two rebuild. Brand new ones.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad. Go ahead.
But yeah, so I got to my mom's house and bit into it. And normally I'll eat on in the car.
Yeah.
But I wait till I got to the house. I bit into it. And I don't know if I didn't take a full bite. It was something, but I didn't swallow what I was eating. And I bit and looked at the burger, and it was pink on the in the inside. Like, it was crazy, bro. I went back, and I took it, and the guy that was there, he was a feminine, and he was like, "What are y'all back there doing?" And he was mad as hell. "I am so sorry, sir. Fix this man another burger."
Wait,
fix this man another burger.
Wait a second.
Yeah. Hey, bro, that shit was so funny.
Anyway.
Fix this man another burger.
You know how many times I'm going to have you say that from now
when
on?
When he said that, bro, because I was just like, it was so egregious until I was just like, bro, this is what, like, So I went back there, and when he said that, I had no fire to fight or nothing, a fuss or nothing, but fix this man another burger. And well, shout out to that dude though, but that probably was the worst. But like bad attitudes, I don't like bad attitudes. I had somebody, I had ordered my food, went through the drive thru, and the person at the drive thru had a little order, had an attitude, I just drove off.
Yeah, that Burger King, that burger I'm talking about.
Yeah, they slack. They slack.
It's a big guy. He's a little feminine. He might not be gay, but
yeah,
he always got attitude.
Yeah, like, yeah. I see.
I could be hey, how you doing? Thank you. Oh, this thing. Pull over there. I said pull over there.
Nah, I told one motherfucker, I ain't pulling nowhere.
Hey, but why? You don't understand. Like I'm.
Yeah.
It'll take me 2 seconds to just walk inside there.
I done had to do that before too. I done had to walk in there like, bro, all I'm asking for is napkins. Why you got an attitude? I want some napkins, cuz.
I didn't give him an attitude. You probably didn't either.
Nah, I don't. Nah.
I'm telling you, like, people don't understand, like, it's that but close.
I didn't get attitude from him there. I got attitude from one of the other workers there.
Yeah.
One of the ladies. But, yeah.
Man, people got to watch it. I'm telling you.
You got to watch it, bro.
They wonder why. Oh, they got all these videos with a guy coming in the back in the kitchen area and throwing stuff around. Yep. Man, I'm telling you, it could be worse than that.
And them back doors be unlocked most of the time. And I know because I used to work in them kind of places. I used to deliver there, man. Like, come knock. Sometimes you got to knock on the door, sometimes you don't. Sometimes they got them doors propped open in the back, and you can get in there and wreak havoc.
I'm telling you, what are you going to do? Call the cops.
Call the cops. I saw this one girl, though, video. I think she was working at like a Wendy's or something like that. No, she was at a Popeyes, I want to say. And the girl was fussing out, and she pulled a gun out on the girl.
See, I ain't got to pull no gun.
Matter of fact, at the cookout around here, dude pull up.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
he
yeah.
shot my man.
He shot
shot the dude, but he had a gun, though.
Yeah, the worker was on.
Yeah, the worker, yeah.
He was ready. Yeah. He was on the grill with that fire.
With that fire. Yeah, but these reviewers, man.
Yeah, man.
Some of y'all haters and trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, maybe the average person can't see it, but we see when it be capped, man. We see when you be putting on. Now it's other people that making their own posts and they being extra negative. Like,
I seen that recently, man.
For no reason. And some of y'all, like, when you go to a restaurant, they not going to season it like your grandma seasoned the food, because everybody don't eat their food super seasoned like that. Like, you're right. Not going to get the chicken with all of the seasoning on the chicken. Just make sure the motherfucker done well, and if you want to put something on it, put some hot sauce or some blue cheese or something on it, but you're not going to get all of this seasoning on your chicken like that, bro.
This don't even taste seasoned.
Yeah, no, you fat. And you probably got high blood pressure.
Your palate.
Your palate is messed up. Your palate is messed up. You really, like, it's one lady I met a long time ago, and she was like, she didn't cook with butter or salt.
She used lard?
No, she didn't use none of that.
Oh, word.
So, like, when her kids would go places to eat, it would be too much for them because it had too much butter or salt in their food. Oh, yes, she was white.
Oh, so, yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yep. So, if you, on the opposite end, if you over-seasoning your food, if you over-seasoning your food and, if you over-seasoning your food at home and then you go to a restaurant that lightly season it, I do the seasoning, the taste or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna not be seasoned enough for you because you used to all of that heavy salt. Like, stop doing that, man. Stop talking about plate. Like, they not, because everybody don't eat like that, man. Like, you gotta when you a restaurant, you gotta do it for everybody's taste buds. And if you want extra seasoning on, then you put it on yourself.
That's why it's on the table, salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. You don't start out. You don't start out like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just make sure the shit done well.
That's crazy. Those posts, some people post just the words. Like, I can see if you got something,
yeah,
and it was messed up, you post a picture or something like that.
Yeah,
some people just out the blue, man, have you ever had such and such? Oh, it's disgusting.
Uh-huh. It's not disgusting, shut up.
You never even ate nowhere past McDonald's.
It's a new restaurant here, and I went and I got the chicken and waffles or whatever.
I see that post is booming too.
That post booming. And all I said was the wait staff was nice, which the girl at the bar was nice. The food was straight. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, I ain't put no rating or nothing. I just said it was, you know, what you expect. I got what I expected. The price a little high, but I ain't got, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go in there and look at the place, you know you're going to spend some
it's
bread.
It's for what it is.
Yeah. Nobody got on my post talking negative. But everybody was like, well, this is what I got. I like this, whatever.
Oh, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? And I got a whole, like you said, the post booming.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was my little picture I took of my chicken and waffles going to boom like that.
That shit, 300-something, last time I seen it.
It's 400 and something now.
Yeah.
I get notifications about that post every day. Now people posting their pictures on it or whatever. But
it's too late now, babe, peoples. It's too late. Here he already put that first post, that initial boom.
Yeah.
Find another restaurant now.
Find another restaurant. Yeah. But yeah, that hating stuff, man, just...
Yeah.
Now, if you have experience where you had a disagreement or whatever with the people,
mm-hmm.
the food wasn't this, that, and the third, and then they treat you bad.
Okay.
Now blast them.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Now bless them.
But don't leave out of there smiling and shit and then drop a post talking about, I hate this place. It's disgusting.
Uh-huh. What?
You didn't even, last time you went, it was 2 months ago, and all you got was french fries.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
You didn't get
chicken
nothing.
Tenders or something.
Tenders.
I had a post one time. This is when Twitter was jumping, and I had went to Longhorn. And I, you know what I'm saying? I ordered, when I get like steak and stuff like that, I get it medium.
Okay.
So when I got the lamb, I was like, well, get them. I want a medium or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you get it, because it'll be too tough. And I got it, and it wasn't medium.
Oh, okay.
So I took a picture of it, made a post. I was like, yeah, went along, whatever. I was like, yeah, I ordered this to be medium, but it's well done, but it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Longhorn contacted me. We saw your food wasn't cooked how you want it, whatever. We'll give you a free meal. I wasn't negative. I said it was all good.
Yeah,
I still ate it.
But they
wanted to, you know, give me the free meal, and they gave me the free meal.
Which most restaurants would do. If you say, hey, this was this is that, tell them before you leave or let them know. You ain't got to make no crazy post on it.
Yeah, calling it trash or this, that, and that. Like, we see through that. I see through that.
There's one. We're going to get off the subject. But there was one. The person ain't from the area that was bashing this place.
Uh-huh.
You go to all, it looked like a fake page. It probably was another, you know, restaurant that made this post. That's going on too.
Oh, fake pages.
Making, you know, nasty posts. Like one of these restaurants that we talk about all the time,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden starting, what, last month?
Mm-hmm.
Started getting negative posts.
One of my favorites?
Your favorite. Your main favorite.
Oh,
your Sunday favorite.
I've seen some people try to talk about it. It ain't all. Let me tell you something. When you get they fish, it's fried to perfection.
It is. That golden look.
That golden look. You get their chicken, it's fried to perfection every time.
I'm telling you, I've been in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Over 200 wings in this basket. And they all the same color.
They know what they're doing.
They got something figured out. They back there working. Like, there's two guys back there working.
Yeah.
They ain't over there bullshitting on their phone.
They working.
They might have a little radio playing.
Little teeny radio with the antenna.
They not even talking to each other.
They getting it done.
They working.
They getting it done. That's how it's supposed to be. But yeah, I start to see people like, it ain't all of that, this mid, this, that, and the third, whatever. Come on, man, chill out, bro. You just trying to go against, you don't want, it's like somebody, like if social media was out when Michael Jackson was out, it'll be motherfuckers saying, he ain't all that. He can't dance that good.
He ain't bad.
He ain't James Brown. he ain't Prince.
He ain't Usher.
Nah, Usher wasn't alive. That's how they'll be, man.
Yeah. But
some of y'all just plain haters.
I don't even know how we got into all this food talk, but I'm
really, I threw the alley and you caught it.
Ooh.
I threw the alley real quick because you knew where I was going
for the assist.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You came through and dunked that motherfucker. Yeah, early on. You been keeping track of what this hurricane?
Nah, man. Irene, what's the name of it?
Aaron.
Okay, excuse my, I know I'm gonna get a name wrong here and there.
You will. That's your claim to fame. You know that, right?
I'm summing it up now.
Yeah. Yeah. Hurricane Aaron. I heard it was real big, like a five, category five, whatever.
Come down. Blow me down.
Hey, yo.
Blow me down. I want to close schools, close businesses.
Oh, no, don't close businesses. No,
Blow me down.
No, uh-uh.
All I need is the winds to be over 26 miles an hour.
And that's when they close the schools?
There you go. Ambulance can't even ride around anything over 26.
And see, that's what a lot of y'all parents who hate y'all kids, this is what y'all need to remember. 26 mile power winds, the ambulance can't go, it might blow the school bus over.
There you go.
But then be like, it ain't even that bad. It's only windy
it's
out here.
It's only windy. Yeah, all right. 26 mm-hmm. miles an hour.
And then something happened to your kids.
They shouldn't have had them in school.
Uh-huh. Y'all know it was too dangerous. That reminds me, it's a new doc on, I think it's kind of new on Hulu about Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it?
I ain't watched it yet. I meant to watch it, but I fell asleep on the couch last night.
I want to see that in Magic City.
That out yet? Yes. Or that come out?
I think it's supposed to be out. I think it said now streaming. So once
the Magic City one?
Yeah.
On Hulu?
Yeah.
Let me see if that's on there.
I think it said now streaming the last time I saw a commercial. Because they ran a commercial back to back on, I think it was YouTube or something I was watching. They ran a commercial back to back. It went off one time and came back right on.
You got commercials on your Hulu?
Nah, it wasn't Hulu.
It wasn't Hulu.
It was the main page of your TV.
Oh, I got you.
Look, you had me thinking. I'm like, I got commercials, but nah, I don't even have Hulu.
Magic City and American Fantasy.
Possibly.
Oh, that's on Stars. Magic City on Stars.
It's streaming now, though, right?
Let me see. I'm about to find out right now. I think it come out like August 25th or something like that. Damn, I ain't finished the BMF episode.
Yeah, I need to see that.
Oh no, it is out. An American Fantasy.
Okay, cool.
Bad. Yeah, episode one.
Oh, they doing it like that?
Yeah. I thought it was gonna be
all in one?
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be just one documentary, but
yeah.
We might could talk about this every week.
If it's good, right?
Yeah, if it's good. I'm gonna watch an episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on it tonight.
Yeah, you watch Alien, the movie Alien?
Nah, I think you asked me about that once before. But
you never watched that show? I'm surprised you never watched. I mean, the movie. You never watched the movie?
Nah, because at the time, you know, it was old. You know, the old Aliens.
Yeah, because it came out like 79 or something like that.
Was it that old or 80?
I want to say 79.
I want to say like 85, 86, 84 possibly.
I think it was before then.
They got a new one coming out?
No, it's a... It's a series. Yeah, it came out in 79.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Alien, the first one came out in 79, and then Aliens came out after that.
Okay. I never watched a full
none of them?
Nah.
My stepdaddy used to like, he had it on tape, And he liked that. He would always watch it. I thought it was scary.
Yeah, that might be why. I was into action, like Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, Terminator, and you know, stuff like that.
But yeah, so I kind of got into it because I thought it was kind of, you know, sci-fi and futuristic and all of that. Yeah. So I watched some of the movies and like some of the newer movies. Like it had one movie where it talked about how they created them monsters or whatever, and Alien vs. Predator. And
you sound like you don't like it.
I mean, I do. I mean, it's cool. I think it's cool, like, you know, how they created all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But they got a new series that's coming on. That's on Hulu. It started. I'm going to check it out to see. Because I like how people can create, like, a whole world and go with it, like, a backstory and beginning and all of that. Kind of like they do with the Terminator stuff. Like, you saw the it was like a Terminator cartoon that was on Netflix, and it talked about the guy that created, like, Skynet thing or whatever, Asian guy.
All of that. But
did you watch that cartoon?
No, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, check it out. It's pretty good.
The thing about it is, when you live with a conspiracy person, it's all stuff that's been going on, all stuff that's hinting to other things. The storylines.
You live a conspiracy theory person now?
Yeah.
What are you saying is hinting other storylines hinting to?
Like, a lot of these movies have a backstory to a real one. They might call it Skynet, but it might be, you know, it might be Apple, the real one.
Yeah, but Skynet, when there was no Apple when Skynet came out.
I'm just saying there was something that they're talking about, but they never put it out.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Shout out to Doogie. Doogie would know. Doogie know what I'm talking about.
Well,
a lot of these movies have a backstory.
You mean like a...
like that, source. Like a reference.
Well, I wonder what was the reference for that, though.
I don't know. But if you watch it now, a lot of that stuff, not it's coming true, but a lot of that stuff is like, oh, man, iRobot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got robots now that can think on their own?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. That stuff was, iRobot was before, you know, some of these robots that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, long
so before. A lot of those movies. Comic books too, comic books that was that the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
That's a super big spiritual kind of thing.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
So
you live with a conspiracy theorist?
I mean, you know, they know a lot of things.
They know a lot of things, or they know a lot of conspiracies.
I couldn't put my finger on it.
You better put your finger on it. You live with them.
Hey. My daughter, she knows a lot of that stuff.
Oh, too. So your daughter's a conspiracy theorist?
No, she's one of them.
So you got a whole house of 10-4 koofies?
I'm the only heathen in the house.
Oh, so they don't think you woke enough?
Probably not.
Hey, you got to open your third eye, my brother.
It's already open. My third eye been open.
Your third eye.
It's been open before. When I opened my first two eyes, my third eye was already
You
open.
Got a calcified pineal gland, my brother. Denzel coming out with a new movie. It came out Friday. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
It's available?
I don't know. I'm going to the movies to see it. It's Denzel and Spike Lee.
Yeah, so that movie is based off of what now?
I don't know. It might be just a whole original movie.
Record label? Some record label they kind of.
No, I don't know.
Is it Jay-Z something?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just saw clips of him being rich and.
Oh, so you don't really know what the movie is about?
No, I just. The trailer I saw was him being rich and the character ASAP Rocky is playing. Like holding somebody hostage, or he want him to do something, or get him money or whatever. But I don't know if he's a record executive or whatever.
I think Denzel's a record exec.
Oh, he's a record exec. Not a TV or movie exec.
Nah, I think it's record.
Okay,
because if you watch like some of the previews, there's one I think he's walking across the Brooklyn Bridge. He got headphones on. He's kind of listening to something with headphones. I think it's something with the music industry.
I'll see. I'm going to see it tonight.
Okay.
And then I watched this movie. It's a series on Hulu. I think it comes on A&E too. It comes on A&E because they play the A&E thing, but it's on Hulu. It's called Quarter Ton Teen. And it's about...
I know what it's about.
Yeah. So, but if, so I'm trying to think of who posted it. I know who posted it, but I can't think of her name. But anyway, she posted it. And she was just saying, like, she was watching this, and by the end of the first episode, she was, like, crying or whatever. And I'm like, why is she crying about some, you know, somebody who overweight or whatever? So the first episode is about a black girl. She's 13 years old. She 400 and something pounds. She getting bullied in school, this, that, and the third. She go to, like, a weight loss center. I thought Dr. Now was going to walk out there, but it was another doctor or whatever. But it's, if y'all go to watch it, I don't want to spoil it. I want you to be as sad as you're going to be. Because one of the saddest things that could ever happen on one of these shows happens, and it happens to this little girl. But yeah. So Quarter Ton Teen, that's pretty good. But I might watch another episode. But BMF and Snowfall, I've been watching them. That's
yeah. To go back to that Denzel Washington movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Highest to the Lowest is the name of it.
Highest to Lowest, yeah.
It's about a powerful movie mogul.
It does have.
I knew
he was an exec, but I didn't know it was, because I want to say he was retiring or something. They was having some big party in the trailer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that's Apple TV, so it's gonna.
No, it's going to be in the movies. They just put it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Denzel.
Denzel doesn't miss.
Denzel. He misses.
Which one?
I don't know. I don't know right offhand. But shout out to Denzel. That was the scene right there. He was walking across.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright is in it too.
Nice.
Yeah. Man, I hope this don't get a copyright strike on YouTube.
Nah, we good, baby.
Just I hope so.
They had the Puerto Rican. They had the Puerto Rican Day Parade. This look good. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it do look good.
Yeah, I'm going to see that. I gotta support Spike and Denzel.
So Apple's putting it out, but it's going straight to the movies?
Yeah, it's in the movies tonight.
I didn't know Apple did that.
Say coming soon. Yeah, I mean, they're. Can you see a Spike Lee movie going straight to DVD? I mean, straight to streaming?
Nah, not really.
Yeah.
Not even a Denzel movie. Yeah. I'm going to have to put it on my must watch when it come out.
That's a shame.
What, man? There's other things I could be doing instead of sitting in a movie theater. I'd be sitting on my couch.
Nah, that's a shame. You don't support. As a creative, and you create in a whole bunch of different forms.
Yes.
As a creative, for you not to, I ain't been to the movies in so long, I had to re-download my Fandango app.
What are you talking about? You went to Sinners, didn't you?
Yeah, but I ain't been in so long until my Fandango app, you know how if you don't use your app?
Yeah. You got to, not refresh, but reboot. Got
to re-download.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highest to lowest in the movies. Let's see.
Okay.
Is it around here though?
Good luck.
Not available at home or theaters.
See? Apple. Straight to the Apple?
It say not available at home or theaters.
It might, Apple TV Plus.
I don't think it's out yet.
Oh, September 5th.
Okay.
Oh, no. In theaters, August 15th. And streaming, September 5th.
Oh, so you can wait to stream it. But what? It must be certain theaters.
Yeah. Yep, so.
Let me see.
September 5th ain't that long. 2 weeks? 2-3 weeks? You got Apple? You got Apple?
No, I don't got Apple Plus. I got the app, though. I'll use the app.
Yeah, the app.
For Apple Plus. I got too many. Like, I was, like, watching Snowfall again. The commercials on Hulu just come too much. So I was just like, man, bump it. And I was paying for Disney Plus and Hulu separate.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did the bundle.
Yeah.
So I bundled those two and I went no commercial because I had no commercials on.
Big bucks.
Yeah.
That's so, at least $26.
No, it ain't that much. It's like 14 or 15.
For real?
After this little first period, then it'd be like $20.
Oh, okay.
Because I was paying 14 for Disney Plus and... like $9 for Hulu. So now I just bundling it and no commercials on either one. So
man, talking about the app. When we say the app, you know, we usually mean, you know,
some kind of streaming platform where you can get bootleg movies.
There
basically.
You go.
Yeah.
So I watch a Superman.
Okay. You was watching Superman on the app?
On the app.
Okay.
Now, the app I watch, they don't put bootlegs up. Like, you're not going to see no fuzzy bootleg, stuff like that.
Yeah, be clear, but you might watching. Catch a motherfucker get up.
Hey, I'm watching. I'm like, you know, when it first come on, you'd be like, oh, this glass.
Yeah.
You know, this is the real copy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking it's the whole real copy until like 40 minutes in. A head walked by the screen. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Oh shit.
I told somebody about that. They thought I was joking. I was like, yeah, a motherfucker walked across the screen. Yeah.
His head. I thought it was a bug on the TV. Cause it just like walked across. I was like, oh, snap, rewind it. And it did it again. I was like, oh, that's a guy head.
It looks pretty good, but the sound is off.
This one, the sound ain't off.
The sound,
you know what's off on this? The darkest scenes have the Bruce Lee glow to it, like the traces a little bit.
I got you. Well, when I say the sound is off, I mean
it sound muffled, like echoey.
Yeah.
This one don't. This one, like, it really looked like, you know, the DVD one. It looked like it doesn't look like it looked like it came out. It looked like a streaming copy.
I'm gonna see if that Denzel movie is in there since it already out in the movies.
Yeah, the one I deal with, you gotta give it like 2 weeks or so after.
See,
it hit the theaters.
Mine'll be on the first night, the one I use, because like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I watched that Friday night.
Yeah, but they got those bootlegs on those.
Nah,
right?
No. It looked good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it looked good. Except for like the thing you said, like with the dark.
Yeah, yeah. The sound.
Now it does have that sound a little bit,
yeah.
But it still looked good.
This the first one that got me. Yeah. I saw it. I said, oh, this is, I said, ain't no way this is a bootleg.
I'm going to check when I get home to see if it's on there. But yeah, that's, we ain't really talking. Let me see what else, what happened this week other than that hurricane.
I sent you something. This week, I think it was.
I don't know. It was just these. It's a story that kind of got big. It was been going on for a couple of weeks, but it was a teenager, a 16-year-old that got killed in South Carolina. And at first, it was like two people got arrested behind it,
mm-hmm.
like as accessories or whatever. Now it's 19 charged in the death of this kid, one of them being like a 19-year-old or whatever. It was basically over a girl. But now even the girlfriend has gotten arrested.
She set it up.
Somebody set it up, but all of these people knew that the kid that was gonna shoot him had the gun. Like he sold them the gun, and then they set it up for him to meet up. I can't remember who exactly did it, but
how old was he?
The kid that did it.
I thought it was a case I saw recently also where they just found remains. And summed it up to who did it.
Nah, this is like kind of something that's ongoing or whatever.
Oh.
Like recent, you know what I'm saying? But there's a law in South Carolina. It's called hand of one, hand of all or some shit.
Uh-huh.
So it's a law like if you do a crime and I'm with you,
yeah,
I go to jail. And anybody else who had anything kind of close to do it, they going to jail too. Okay. And that's what happened with these kids.
That's what happened with the girl. She called the person over to the house or whatever.
Yeah.
Guess what? You going to jail too.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, I know somebody who, their nephew or cousin or something, they took some guys to the store. They went to college, took some guys to the store. The guys robbed the store, but I want to say in the midst of them robbing the store, they shot.
Mm-hmm.
When they ran out, he was driving. He drove them away, not knowing what they was doing inside.
I heard that story.
And they all got arrested, and he got like 20 years.
I heard that story. He just came home and did an interview somewhere. If it's the same.
I don't know if it's this person, but this person is from like around here. The person I'm thinking about.
I think you might have told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see what else happened this week before we see if we got any article. You don't drink. So I don't know how much of interest of this story would be to you, but the lady that owned Uncle Nearest, you know what Uncle Nearest is?
The whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like last year or whatever, Uncle Nearest was like the biggest growing whiskey brand. It was supposed to be worth $1 billion and
yeah,
real quick and all kind of stuff. Well, apparently, they getting sued from one of the banks that that lended them money. It claimed that Uncle Nearest defaulted on a $108 million loan on it's three separate loans, but it's $108 million, and that's not even including interest. It alleges that the company misused loans to purchase a $2 million estate in Martha's Vineyard and used barrels of whiskey as collateral for the loan, then sold the barrels to pay off outstanding loans from other lenders. And yes, the lady and her husband, they all in it. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Like, she took the money from the loan, put it in like another little LLC, and then got the money out of the LLC to buy the house in Martha's Vineyard. And
yeah,
they accusing her of some wild stuff, and they basically taking the brand over. But I saw her make a post saying, like, you know, still buy the whiskey, and, you know, if you buy the whiskey, it's still helping us out. Don't believe the hype and all kind of stuff like that. Like,
so is the whiskey good? You know it?
Hell no.
It's nasty.
It burn your chest. I'm not a whiskey dude, but so they got two separate ones. They got a black bottle and a green bottle. I can't remember which one I had, but I saw the hair growing on my chest when I drank that one. But people love it though. People love it. And you know the story behind Uncle Nearest?
Nah.
So Uncle Nearest is the name of the, he basically was a slave, and he created Jack Daniels.
Oh, okay. I know that guy because I know that picture. The picture where he's sitting next to the white guy that's posted.
Yeah,
the
yeah, and yeah, all that. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. A little update. I think we talked about Sean Kingston's mom.
Oh yeah.
A week or so ago.
Yep.
Now Sean Kingston, he's been sentenced. You know, they did the scam where they wouldn't, basically a $1 million fraud scam down in Florida. He's been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad.
He probably already did a year.
Oh yeah, because he been in there for a little minute. I don't know if he got house arrest or that.
He probably did a year already. Yeah.
His name is tarnished though.
Oh yeah, but I mean, he really only had that one hit.
Yeah, but you know, he could still run off of the Sean
Kingston name.
Like, he still get into parties and he still, you know, get a feature here and there. But guess what? Now it's like, man, Sean Kingston, oh, hell no, that's scammer.
Nah. Uh-huh. But some people love that kind of shit, though. He got over for a little while.
Oh, he know how to do it.
In the words of Juvenile, didn't give a fuck if we ball for 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, but like a part of that, because like if it's just Sean Kingston with regular clothes on, you'd be like, oh, he fell off, he ain't getting in the party. But he coming up with the jewelry on, ooh, and he pulling up in the Rolls Royce or something, or the Lambo. Not, oh, he must be still got bread. Let's let him in.
You think so? You think he could do it?
Not now. No, because part of the jewelry in the car shit was a scam.
But what if he still got some stuff that he did buy, you know, in somebody else's name? He's still going to be Sean Kingston, the scam.
Yeah, he's still going to be Sean King.
His name is tarnished.
Nothing else. Like, everything he gets now, especially, like, if it's jewelry or stuff like that, cars, they're going to think it's tarnished. It's scam. They're going to think he got it via scam, no matter how.
He better come up with another, what is that, Beautiful? What's the name of the song? Yeah,
Suicidal. Well, it was Beautiful Girls, I think. But
yeah, he better come up.
And the hook said Suicidal.
Get back to work, man.
Yeah, what has you been doing? What have you been doing, Sean Kingston?
Enjoying life, it looked like.
Enjoying scamming. But that song made that much money the way he didn't have to really work.
Not living like that? No, he wouldn't have been scamming.
No, but I'm saying, like, up until them getting to the scam point was, you know, the money was running dry and they needed the scam to kind of.
You need one more million.
One more million.
One more million, please.
Yeah.
We'll get right. Soon we get this one more million.
Oh, I was about to make an old joke, but I used to watch this show too. What's Happening? Just watch What's Happening.
Oh man. Don't say nothing bad about D.
I ain't gonna say nothing about, bad about D, her sassy damn mouth.
She was grown.
Yeah, she was
grown. I don't like grown kids, so I might not.
She was a grown kid.
Yeah, I might not have liked her.
It's that one clip that going around now when she was talking to the white lady and she thought, I remember that episode too, when she thought the little boy was a little girl. And then she got sassy with the white lady back, you know what I'm saying? But the late Danielle Spencer, she played. And I used to think her and Dee from the Wayans Brothers, I thought that was her for
same
a little
person?
While. Yeah, yeah. And she played on
I can understand that.
Amen, too.
I can understand that.
But I used to think that was her for a little while. But she played Dee, Danielle Spencer, on What's Happening. She died at 60, only 60.
Yeah.
Following complications from cancer.
She wasn't bad looking.
No, she wasn't. Shout out to D.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wanted to mention that before we got out of here.
You was gonna do a joke?
About D?
Yeah.
No.
What's Happening joke?
No, I was gonna do an old joke about your age, being I know that was one of your favorite shows growing up, but I used to watch it too. Especially with Rerun.
The funniest episode I think back then is when Rerun snuck the damn tape recorder in the concert to the Doobie Brothers, and he was recording the Doobie Brothers. He was bootlegging.
Get caught?
Of course. He had a damn trench coat on.
I remember they didn't they come to like the diner or something?
Yeah.
And then when they walked in, he was like, the Doobie Brothers!
He had like a trench coat on, son, with a tape recorder, a big old flat tape recorder, son.
I used to like when, it was one time when the Rockets, that was like a little dance group or whatever.
Oh.
And they was on there.
The lady was just on TikTok. I just looked at her 2 days ago. And she's still singing. The little girl out of, they was in there dancing. Yeah. What's her name?
Oh, no, it wasn't the Rockets. It was called the Lockers.
The Lockers. Oh, the Lockers is the breakdance team.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And they was on there dancing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's called is one of the Lockers.
Ooh.
Not that episode.
I don't know why I thought it was called the Rockets.
Nah, it was, I don't think it was the Lockers. It was something else. Either way, Shabba Doo was one of them. The guy from Breaking.
From Breaking, yeah.
Yep, he was one of them.
A young Shabba Doo.
Yeah. He's still fly looking, nigga. Little, you know, light skinned Puerto Rican, the wavy hair.
Yeah.
With the little curl hanging down, you know, Shabba Doo. But Rerun was one of the Lockers.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go, right there. Shabba Doo.
Yeah.
In the middle.
In the
right
middle, yep.
Shout out to Shabba Doo.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a comedian I know, and he told a story. He got a podcast and stuff too, but he told a story about how he used to live in Cali. I think it was Cali. Cause he was in the military, and Shabba Doo wanted to press him because he thought he was Shabba Doo thought he was trying to push up on his girl.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Man, just the way he was talking about Shabba Doo, he kept saying Shabba Doo." But shout out to Dominic. But yeah, man. I guess before we get out of here, we got this one last thing to do.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
Oh, shit. Guess what just came in?
Email from High Star.
Yep, two.
For real?
Yeah.
Man.
You want to read these two?
Man, we done lost them 10. We done lost 10 listeners. They thought we was hanging up a few minutes ago.
Nah, they stay here for the scammer of the week.
Right, let's bring High Star in instead of scammer of the week then.
Oh, we don't do instead. We still going to do our scammer of the week. So this one is, his first one is titled Gone Fish. He said, yo, what's up, fam? What's good with y'all? I didn't see any dice in Mexico, unfortunately, but I did bring a hangover back. Tequila y cerveza is water out there in Mexico. That's beer and tequila for y'all that don't know. Cartel is definitely heavy out there. LOL. Not overtly and shit, but you look at some of them resort people in the eye, you just know. Y'all remember that Dave Chappelle skit when the player haters went back in time and Charlie Murphy saw himself as a slave? Shit like that.
That's funny.
Now back to the real world. Grind mode. Let's get it. Came back just in time to fight for hip hop and hate some. Mm-hmm. L. And he put that with three screamings.
You heard me, right? Mm-hmm.
What's up with your mans? You ain't gonna say too much about Drake. Y'all know how I feel already, but seeing these lawsuit developments coming back, shaking my head. Leave the kids alone. Question, is there not footage of Drake being funny with the 17-year-old on stage?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is, uh-huh. He loved Young and Teen's word, Euphoria. Oh, yeah, because he part creator of Euphoria.
Hey.
I can't listen to this nigga music the same. Heck, I can't even look at him the same. Go ahead, you was about to say something.
None, I mean... I like Drake's music. I don't know anything about no lawsuits. I don't know anything about what he like. All I know is I like Drake's songs.
All the other stuff
I don't know the lawsuits. Every time somebody be like, yeah, you know he's suing Pusha T for this. I don't know.
You don't know. You don't care.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you right now.
Press a button for me. God damn. Where we at? I know he got a new song out.
Which one?
I'm here to tell you right now.
What?
What it do or what you do or some shit?
Some of the one on the video, he got all the guns.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. He said on another note, some projects that need to be highlighted. Jid is tough, or is it JID? Chance Starline is amazing. Shit is super lit.
What? Chance the Rapper's album?
I guess.
No.
You heard it?
Yes.
You heard JID shit?
Uh-uh.
It's Drake.
Yeah, which one is the name of the Drake song?
Oh, okay. He said, I got to write Jones Show about those, but highly recommend it. Question after this past week vacation. Fancy Cruise or All-Inclusive Resort? I may have asked this before. It depends on where I'm going. If I'm going to Jamaica, I'm going to the resort.
Resort, right?
Yeah, just because, you know, I got...
I never been to one, but I want to.
A resort?
Yeah.
They cool. Because it's almost... Resorts, if you want to go to a whole bunch of places on, you know, on a budget, you go on a cruise because they stop at different ports or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to see, like, the city or the country or the hoods of it or wherever, yeah, the off-the-beaten-path type place, and then go to the resort because you'll have time.
You can leave and come back.
As you please.
Yeah, I might rather that. I've been seeing these damn videos and pictures of Carnival cruises.
Mm-hmm.
They hood. I don't think I get on a Carnival no more.
Nah, you can get on Carnival. That just be certain. Like, if you go in the off season,
yeah,
it'll be regular. But you got, like, it's a lot of people that's, you know, they go on vacation with their kids and their families during the, you know, summer months and stuff like that. So it's going to be packed and they're going to be. And what you mean hood?
I mean, I'll show you. I mean, I can't.
Explain it.
I can't explain it. It just looks, a lot of us is there. And
so a lot of black people mean hood to you.
It's smoking going on.
White people smoke?
Nah, but it's different, man. It looks different.
You just have a negative view of a lot of black people being together. And it's cool. We got you.
It looks like let me see. It looks like a concert.
What looks like a concert, though?
Like the, you know, the deck where everybody, you know, go up there and dance and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's so many people out there, like.
But that's not like the whole time, the whole cruise, though. That's just like
a certain time of the night they go up there and dance and shit, but it just looked different.
It's
the videos I've seen.
Yeah. Most cruises ain't going to be like that. They ain't going to be lit like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been on a couple. Cause they got like clubs on the cruise ship, casinos, and it's a whole lot of stuff to do. He said question after this past week. Oh no, okay. Say I had a list idea or two. Got to make sure I put it in my list email. Hold it down though, y'all. DJ High Star, shout out to you, High Star. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Oh, this was a list. He said read it from 5 to 1. This is from a list. We'll read it on his next list email.
Yeah.
I mean, next list episode we do. So our scammer of the week this week comes from Florida. A Florida woman faked her way into a nursing job. Then it all unraveled, charges say. Autumn Bardisa, 29, of Palm Coast, was charged with 7 counts of practicing a health profession without a license and 7 counts of fraudulent use of personal identification information. She was accused of submitting fake records to get a job at a hospital in Palm Coast, a city of about 100,000 in Flagler County. She treated or helped treat nearly 4,500 patients between June 2024 and January 2025. So in 6 months, she helped 4,500 people.
She knows something.
Maybe she just knew enough to fake it through.
She know a lot then.
When she was fired after her rules unraveled,
She knew something. She got by. What is it? Fake it till you make it.
It said each of those counts is a third-degree felony that carries up to 5 years in prison. When she was arrested on August 5th, she was wearing medical scrubs. She's being held for a $70,000 bond.
Why they say she was wearing medical? They came to her job and probably freaking arrested her.
They probably did. No, well, she was fired before, but then they came and got her later.
They didn't come get her from the house. They probably got her from another damn
another
job.
Place, yeah.
Yeah. She had scrubs on. That's what a doctor wears. She's a doctor. When she's out in public, she's a doctor.
She was hired in 2023 as an advanced nurse tech, working under supervision of a registered nurse. In her application, she said she had completed the required education for nursing, but hadn't yet passed the national exam to obtain a license. During the course of her hiring, she told the hospital she had completed the exam and provided a license number. The license number matched a registered nurse who had the same first name but a different last name. What she told the hospital was because she had recently gotten married.
Oh, she's slippery.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart. She got it.
The hospital asked her to provide her marriage license, but she never did.
And she kept on working.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring it a Monday. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll bring it Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Then they forgot. They stopped asking. And then she probably got into it with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know what? She ain't never been married.
It said she seemed to do well at her job. She did so well that she eventually was up for a promotion. And that's when things unraveled. It says she was offered a promotion, but that's when a fellow employee checked her license. And the employee discovered that she had a certified nursing assistant license, which had expired. The employee reported her discovery to administrators. And they found out that she had not provided her marriage license as they had asked her to do. And that's when the hospital contacted the sheriff's office. And then they found out that the license number that she supplied belonged to another nurse, and that's when they went and got her ass.
That person mm-hmm. that got passed over on that promotion.
Mm-hmm.
She went and set fire to she turned into a detective.
No, it was a higher up that did it.
Oh, okay. When it said another employee, I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
Well,
it said after firing, she became a real registered nurse. She passed her state test and became a registered nurse, receiving her license on February 18th.
Oh, man, that's dope. Hit the applaud button on that, man.
Hell no.
She came back and said, I could do it.
But she's, so that's why she was, why she had the scrubs on, because she got fired, went to another job.
A real job.
And then she got hired. But
okay.
It was too late.
Yep. Well, shoot. Shout out to her. I'm going to shout out to her, man.
On some jobs, you can't fake it till you make it.
She did. How long she was in there?
Only 6 months.
She was Doogie Howser.
She wasn't no damn Doogie. she was damn Lil Debbie.
Say it again.
She wasn't no damn Doogie. Yeah, but yeah, man, that's our scammer of the week, Bardisa.
Okay.
She went and got her license for nothing. Now she ain't gonna be able to damn work.
She African?
No, she white.
What?
Yeah.
What's her name? I thought you said Bardisa.
That's her last name. Damn, I gotta scroll over. Autumn.
Oh, okay.
Autumn Bardisa. 29. Life over. Just like somebody else I know that got arrested recently locally. Life over.
Nah, she go to
You can't go to another prison. Life over. You're never working for the feds again.
Nah, she be all right.
She gonna have to drive trucks or something.
She could be
she can sell cars. They hire anybody to sell cars.
Whatever it is, she could transport it.
Ooh. L. Let everybody know where they can find your social media.
Hey, find me on L Murphy on Facebook, or find me at the Digital Studios Podcast.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on YouTube and anywhere you get your podcast on Instagram and YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Send us some ideas for some lists that you would want us to do. And 6 degrees too. We ain't got a 6 degrees in a while.
Yeah, I ain't think about 6 degrees.
Yeah, we ain't got that in a while. But yeah, man. Thank y'all for listening. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy L.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, baby.